Today, they are the new directors at Victory Center Bible Camp, and they will be sharing briefly during the service about what's going on at Victory Center, so we'll be happy to hear from them here in a little bit. Also in the foyer, there is a little table set up with some information from Judy Bowman with Wheelpower Ministry. She's one of our missionaries. She had hoped to maybe make a trip to be here with us this summer, but it's not going to work out with her schedule, but you have in your bulletin a yellow insert that has a little story about a lost coin leads to thousands of blessings. That's from Judy. You can read that. There are some tracts on the table out there, and there's also some little bike chain things with a coin on there, and she asked that you would take one of those, a reminder to pray for her and her ministry, if you would be interested in that. Also, last Wednesday, we had a congregational meeting, and the vote was unanimous to call Abe and Diana Bielenberg for Abe to be our youth pastor, and he has accepted, and so we're excited about that, and they will be making the move here in just a few weeks. Actually, they graduate from Frontier on May 5th, and then they'll be moving here shortly thereafter. They have found a place to live, so that's good news. There is an apartment in town that they're going to be able to live in, but they do need about $800 for security deposit and utilities deposit. And if you would be interested in helping with that cost, there is a bag on the table in the foyer.
It's gonna be back here.
In the back, okay, in the fellowship hall. So if you would like to contribute to helping with that cost, you can put that in the bag there, or you can talk to Mark if you have any questions about that. Next Sunday will be our graduation Sunday, and so we'll be recognizing our high school graduates, and we'll have a spaghetti dinner after Sunday school, and we invite everyone to stay for that. You see the list of this year's high school graduates from our church there in your bulletin, and this is your last chance as well if you know someone graduating from college this year to get that information to April. We will have an insert to recognize our college graduates next Sunday as well. Then 2 weeks from today, on May 7th, we will be taking a love offering for Jill Wyant to help her with some of her medical expenses. So if you'd like to be planning ahead for that, be a love offering for Jill on May 7th. Vacation Bible School coming up the end of May. Still opportunities to help out there. You can sign up in the foyer. You can talk to Mark if you have questions about that. Then at the bottom, reminder about spring cleaning. This is kind of your last opportunity, your last call, that if you've got something here, maybe in the storage room or perhaps in the kitchen that you have brought at one time and you want it back, this is your last chance to get it. Otherwise, we might disappear it for you and you will never see it again. But so go ahead and grab that. And then we're looking also for someone to mow grass. Gary Swartzendruber and Carolyn are stepping away from that responsibility after many years of doing that. And so if you'd be interested in mowing the grass for the church, please talk to Jerry Johnson about that. There is youth group tonight at 6 o'clock, and we invite all of our young people to be here for that. Any other announcements today? All right, this morning's call to worship is Psalm 115, verses 1 through 3. Says, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness. Why should the nations say, where is their God? Our God is in the heavens. He does all that he pleases.
Please stand and join in singing hymn number 515. Since Jesus came into my heart, 515.
What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I have sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. floods of joy o'er my soul, like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, I have ceased from my wandering and going astray. Since Jesus came into my heart, and my sins, which were many, are all washed away. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, I shall go there to dwell in that city I know. Since Jesus came into my heart, and I'm happy, so happy as onward I go. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart.
Greet one another this morning if you would.
Well, good morning once again. We are grateful that you have chosen to worship with us today on this beautiful spring day. This is our opportunity for prayer requests and praises. I have one that came through with the school system yesterday, but one of the eighth graders that attends Miller Ryland Grange was involved in a four-wheeler accident. He was life-flighted to Sioux Falls yesterday. Don't have an update on him, but I know that's a huge prayer request for him and the family. So Ryland Grange was involved in a four-wheeler accident yesterday. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Mark. Sometimes those in the medical profession aren't as patient as a patient should be. So Colton had knee surgery, an ACL repair, and so we'll pray for his healing and his, and especially for his wife, for being the helpmate that God has called her to be. Other prayer requests or praises? Oh, Jason and then Terry. So we have been praying for Jackie Burma as she's been in South Africa with Youth for Christ as an intern, and she comes back Wednesday. So we'll pray for her last couple of days in South Africa, as well as all the connections she needs to make in getting back here safely, and then dealing with the jet lag of coming halfway across the world. So we'll be praying, as well as adjusting to be back here and where God's going to lead her in the future. Terry.
I've got rotator cuff surgery coming up on Friday.
So, there's the doctor, and so Terry will be having rotator cuff surgery on Friday. This is the other shoulder
the good one.
So, but we'll be praying for not only the surgery, but also the recovery. That's can be quite a lengthy time, but we'll pray for quick healing, but also full and complete healing. Other requests? Yeah, June.
Yeah, Sierra, our granddaughter and her family have moved back to Watertown. She graduated last weekend as a chiropractor, and they're just, need prayers for settling in and getting started with her job and all those kind of things. Plus, she is pregnant again, but we prayed about that before. Pregnancy's going well so far. She's still due in August. So
the prayer request is for their granddaughter, Sierra, and she has graduated from chiropractic school and moving back to Watertown. And so those adjustments that she'll be making as she starts in her practice, but also she is due in August, so we'll continue to pray for her pregnancy and for the family. Any other prayer requests? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunities you bring our way, for the fact that you have called us to help build your kingdom, that you have chosen not to just walk away or do things yourself, but you've called us alongside of you to reach out, to demonstrate the love of Christ, to present the life-saving message of Jesus Christ. And we've been reminded as we've celebrated Easter this month that we do serve a living Savior, that he is active in the world and that we get to participate. Father, sometimes we just don't always understand what you're doing, and for that we ask that you would give us wisdom but also patience, knowing that every good and perfect gift does come down from the Father of lights. And even if something is a struggle, as James tells us, that in this we will face many trials of many kinds, but we are to take heart. So, Father, wherever we are at in our personal lives, we know that you are active, and that you can give us hope. Father, that is the biggest thing that Jesus Christ provides, of a relationship with you and hope for eternity. Father, help us to be messengers of that hope. We thank you for the way you work in our lives, and we lift these requests to you. We lift up Ryland Grange, his family, for the doctors with this accident, that you would be an ever-present help through this time, that you would bring healing. Father, we just ask that they would truly sense your peace in your presence. Father, we lift up Colton as he has had knee surgery and his recovery time, that may you bring complete and full healing to him. Be with his wife and family as they adjust and as he starts in on therapy. Father, give them patience with the process. Father, we also lift up Terry to you with his surgery scheduled for Friday, that you would give wisdom to the doctors and bring full and complete healing through this, not only the surgery, but through the physical therapy, and that you would help him to know that you are working actively in his life. We also lift up Jackie Burma as she starts heading back this way this week, that you would give her safety in her travels and making the connections coming from South Africa, for the lessons that she has learned, that she would take them to heart for the lives that she's been able to impact that maybe not fully understand until eternity. Thank you for these opportunities you've given to her, and we ask that you would continue to direct her steps for her life, for the direction, the next stage of life. Father, we also think of our graduates as they are going through many of the last of high school and of college. We just pray that you would provide direction, that you would help them to have peace of mind and heart as they sometimes wonder where the future is going to take them, but also help them to finish well. Father, we lift up Ron and June's granddaughter, Sierra, that she has finished her time in college with chiropractic school and enters into practice. We pray that you would help her with the adjustments moving back to Watertown, but also that you would continue to be with her with this pregnancy, that you would protect both mom and baby through this stressful time of moving. Father, we thank you for the ministries you've entrusted to us. We are grateful that the Pyatts are here with us and the reminder of the ministry of Victory Center. And we thank you for establishing that ministry so many years ago and the lives that have been impacted and the gospel that has been presented to generations now. And we pray for the Pyatts as they get things prepared for the summer, for the staff that to come alongside of them, and especially for the cabin leaders, that you would give them wisdom as they interact with the campers each week. Also, we pray for their health, but that each one is there by divine appointment. Father, we pray for our missionaries. We are grateful that how you have blessed and worked through Judy Bowman and her desire to be with us, and we know her schedule is such that it's hard to get here. We also lift up the Schmeeds as they minister in Kansas. We pray that you continue to give them open doors of ministry in the Wichita area and Hutchinson area. Father, we pray for our world. There is much trouble, and it is overwhelming at times. Thank you that you are not overburdened by our requests. We lift up the unrest in our world, especially think of Ukraine, but other places that are dealing with natural disasters, both here in the States and around the world. Father, thank you that you've planted your church all over, and we can be your hands and feet. We pray for our elected leaders and officials that you would guide and direct them, that we would, as we've been reminded through the book of Romans, of our role as citizens of both heaven and of earth, of how to lift up our governing authorities. Father, we thank you for the opportunity of ministering together, for gathering together, and we pray for the offering we're about to receive, that you would use it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Janelle. At this time, we're going to ask Steve, I've lost him in the crowd, there he is, Steve Pyatt to come up. We've had a long partnership with Victory Center Bible Camp from its very founding as a church, and we are encouraged each year of students that get to go, but also we've had many individuals as campers. And so to have the camp director come and give us a preview of the summer as well as things we can be praying for.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, as mentioned, my name's Steve Pyatt. Along with my wife, we are the new directors at Victory Center. This is our first year as being the directors, so it's got a little bit more weight than it did last year when we were in training. So we're excited about this summer, but also a little nervous. If you don't know about Victory Center, it's located just outside Fort Pierre. It is a very small campus, but God does amazing things there. And so as I was planning out, what am I going to say to these churches? What do I want to let people know about Victory? And so I was letting this roll around in my mind for a while, and finally it was, you know what, I'm going to share with them the reasons I love Victory Center. And so I think there's really three unique things about Victory Center that I would love to share with you guys today. And the first is its centeredness around the gospel. Me and my wife had a chance to attend a camp conference in January. And so while we were there, we were networking, meeting other directors. It was a great time. And we were learning about all these different games to bring in. And they were so exciting and so cool. And we love having fun. And we love making friends. And we love all of that stuff. But then as our conversations would keep going, they would have to get rid of a chapel. Or they would have to get rid of a missions class in order to make time for their new activity. And that kind of just broke our heart. Like, you can't get rid of the gospel. And so we love the fact that through all of these years, Victory Center has stayed centered around the gospel. And having fun is great, but they never lost sight of the main reason that Victory Center exists. And that is to share the gospel of Jesus to campers all across South Dakota and actually into Nebraska and Wyoming and Minnesota. It's not just kids in South Dakota. And so that's the first unique thing I love about Victory Center. The next thing would be our staff. Everybody on staff is support-based. That would be Kara and I included. This means that our cabin leaders, they sign up for a year of service or a summer of service with no guarantee of a paycheck. They're not choosing just the best or the most fun job they can in the summer, but they're saying, I'm going to sign up and serve God, and I'm going to trust him for our financial needs. And so I think that's just awesome. And I love that. And I love to see how God provides for these cabin leaders. I love their focus to be willing to do that, to be able to serve the campers. And it just really shows their heart. The third thing, I love that there's no cell service at camp. And so it really goes along with the first point. But you can watch these new campers come into camp and they pull out their phone for the first time and they realize there's no service. And you can see the fear wash over their face for a couple minutes. And it's awesome. Returning campers, I love asking them, what's your favorite part about camp? What's your favorite part? And, you know, we would get all these different answers. Well, I like the pool. I like Nine Square in the Air. I like chapel. I like all these different ones. What I wasn't prepared to ever hear was, I like not having my phone. I kind of like not having access to it. And so that was really cool for me to hear. I also told them they were able to do that at home. But that really wasn't a great motivator for anything. But there's no cell service. It unplugs them from the world that they are in. It takes away all of the distractions, and we immerse them in the Word of God all week long. And so I love that fact. I love that fact. Our theme this year is one. There's one God, one mediator, and we have one life to live out those convictions. And so in a world where youth today are told that they get to pick the best parts about God, They get to pick what their truth is. That we need to get back to the basics, where there is one God. He is unchanging, and he is the ultimate authority. And that there is one way to be with him, and that is through Jesus. And so we're excited about our theme this year, getting back to some of those basics. Last year, we served about 460-ish campers. We opened up registration in March, and I was absolutely blown away with how fast reservations came in. I believe we have one spot for a guy camper right now, and that's in primary. But please, if you have not signed up, don't let that scare you. There is a waiting list. Please get on the waiting list. We're just now entering the time of year where families are confirming summer plans, and sometimes those they have to drop registrations. So don't be afraid of the waiting list. If you still want to sign up, please do. But as of a couple days ago, we had 427 campers registered for camp already. And so we're really excited about them coming in and being able to serve them. And there's a couple ways for you guys to get involved if you would like to be involved with what God's doing at Victory Center. The first way would be to volunteer. We're looking for kitchen help. We're looking for other things around the camp that could be done. So the first way would be to volunteer for a day, for a week, for 2 weeks, or maybe if you really feel brave, all summer. There are openings around the camp. The first way would be to serve. The other would be financially, whether that be supporting the camp or supporting one of the summer missionaries. Funds that go to the camp, general fund, do not go to the summer missionaries. So if you want to support them, please be specific with where you would like that to go so we could get it to the right person. The other way is by prayer. We cannot express enough how much that prayer means to us. And so just a short story, it was the middle of summer. It was a particularly hard day, and a young third grade camper came up to me, and she handed me a note. And in the note, we open it up, and it says, "I'm praying for you." Like, she won't know how hard that day was. Like, she had no idea, but she had no idea how much that note meant, that she was praying for us. And so we cannot express, we thank you for all of your prayers and your support for over the years. It is because of those that Victory Center has been able to reach children around South Dakota for his glory. So thank you for having us this morning.
Please stand once again as we sing hymn number 26. A mighty fortress is our God.
A mighty fortress is our God. Jesus is game, and he must win the battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his triumph through us. The Prince of Darkness grinned. Tremble not for him, his rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fail him. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours through him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also, the body kill, God's truth abideth still.